Welcome to episode 3 of Your Hearth at Home. My name is Tara and I am so grateful that you are here. Today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Aaron William Daniel Huey, a men's mentor and life coach. As a carpenter of 17 years, he shares with us about his transition from being on the tools, working his way up to site manager on the jobs, and the wake-up calls, which eventually led him on a different path. He talks about what it means to be one member of a family unit and team, and shares how he moved through this transition that he's on successfully, actually creating opportunity to establish a family brand and everyone getting involved. Aaron shares his thoughts on the reasoning behind why there are fewer men in the personal development sphere, and he also shares his personal tangible tools that he employs on a daily basis to maintain his mindset and balance. I'm so grateful to share Aaron's inspiring story with you. I hope that you enjoy. Welcome, welcome back to Your Hearth at Home. I am joined by Aaron William Daniel Huey, and I'm so grateful that you are here. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. I am so excited to hear more about your story, and I'm hoping that you may just jump right in and just tell us a bit about yourself and about how you came to be where you are today.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. So right now living here in Australia, Sydney, Australia. So as you can hear, the accent doesn't fit with where I am. So I'm originally from Scotland. Well, the last place I lived, I've moved around a bit. I was the child of an army dad. So born in Germany, lived in Germany, England, Scotland. Now Australia for the past 8 years. So me and my wife moved out here in 2011. We came traveling with the want to see some of the world, and we're technically still traveling because we never went home. So this is now home for us. So we're here in Australia with two little girls, Millie and Rosie, 6 and 4, and another one ready to join us any day soon, another little girl. So it's exciting times in our house just now. Me personally, I am carpenter by trade since I left school. I've been in the construction industry, so essentially that's probably about 16-17 years. It's all I thought I was ever going to do. It's all I ever really wanted to do at one point. So when I moved to Australia, I just fell back into doing that. It was just worked my way up from being, you know, on the tools as a carpenter to then site manager, which was pretty much the top tier of where anyone in construction could kind of go. And that's where I thought I was going to end up spending the rest of my days into retirement. And then a couple of years ago, had a few traumatic experiences, had a couple of friends separately pass away within 2 years of each other. So best friend back home in Scotland. Was a pretty horrific incident for him, how he passed back home. And then a couple of years later, it happened here again in Sydney. Both of these guys were same ages of me. They had young children, and that rocked my world, both of them. I'd never really had a lot of dealings with death personally, so it's the type of thing I never really thought of. I thought, you know, you get old and then you pass away. I didn't once think that it was going to happen close to me and so young. So it really rocked my world. It sent me spiraling into a couple of years of depression, grief, and it really got me thinking about where I was in my life, like what I was doing, working the hours that I was working away from my kids. You know, I never wanted to be the dad that was never there, coming from the son of a military man who could be, you know, anywhere in the world for 6 months at a time, or being on exercise where you'd never see him. I was always conscious that I didn't want to be the dad that was never there. And I was starting to get into that. So it made me question what I was doing. And I started looking for other things to do, which kind of it congruently fell in with where I was mindset wise. So I, as I say, was battling depression for 2 and a bit years. And then I found an affiliate marketing program that I joined initially to get a side hustle so that I could work at home and give up the construction industry. But the company or the collective were hugely into mindset and personal development. So that's what started my mindset and my personal development journey. And that essentially brought me out of depression. It gave me the tools to, you know, deal with my anxiety, to be more conscious of, you know, the thoughts that I have, positive thoughts, the positive mindset. So I spent essentially the past 18 months doing that. Now I'm still on medication for the anxiety and the depression, but it's, you know, I feel the anxiety coming on. I now have the tools. I know I do, you know, meditation. I do my breath work. I'm able to shut it down a lot quicker and be more present in myself. So that I've been doing that for the past 18 months, and I thought, you know, this is doing something, and you know, if this has helped me, who else could this help? So it then put me on the mindset of, like, I want to do this and pass this on to other people, essentially other guys like me who have been in this space where, you know, they're a family man, but they've got dark problems. They're, you know, they're in a dark spot. So I started thinking about maybe doing it with other people. So then I decided to do a coaching course. And within a few hours of being on the first day of the coaching course, I just knew instantaneously that this is what I wanted to do for, like, the rest of my time. Mm. Like, what the guy on stage in front of me had been doing it for 20 years, what he was able to do with 3 or 4 different people in the collective from all different walks of life, but just to break down each one of their, you know, their issues or where they were instantaneously and give them an answer and a feeling. It just, I knew straight away, I was like, this is what I want to do. So that was end of last year. So the start of this year, I decided to quit my site manager's job, dive into coaching, men's coaching, men's mentoring specifically. And that's all I want to do now, to the point now where I'm gradually building up my my coaching business. And yeah, just it just feels right. It's just something that, you know, I can see me doing that. Where I used to think I was going to be a carpenter and tradie for the rest of my life, no interest in doing that anymore. Now I just want to be of service to other guys like me and help them come out of whatever situation they're in. If I can have a positive impact on their life, for them, their families, for those around them, that's all I want to do now.
And I find now, and I'm relatively new to personal development and to this whole sphere. What I have found while here is that there are fewer men here, at least that I can see that I've come in contact with, than women. And part of the reason why I was so excited to speak with you is because you're one of the men. I'm just wondering why you, in your opinion, if this is also your experience, why fewer men?
I found that as well. And that's one of the main reasons why I want to highlight it, essentially, because it's something that's needed. Why fewer men? Because men aren't open to this type of thing. They're just, you know, typically come in from a construction industry. Like, you know, men are closed off to their feelings, you know, closed off to, if there's something wrong with them, they just grin it and bear it. And it's not the right way. I know for me, it didn't help me whatsoever. And the moment that I realized that I had something wrong and I was able to, one, put my hand up and say, you know, well, it's actually my wife said to me, you need to go and get help. But I then realized it was needed. Once I did the work and realized that it was beneficial, I was just like, right, I need to highlight this to as many people who are willing to listen. And, you know, I started up a men's group last week on Facebook. It was just a free challenge group just to kind of put the feelers out to see, you know, what type of guys are out there, who'd be open to it, what type of guys need help. And I got a huge response from people. And it was like, I had 100 people come into the group, and, you know, there was only 10 showed up and were actually active in the group. And for me, that's a win. Like, if even one person had turned up, I would have still been happy. But and what I found was that as soon as one guy started to share his story, more would open up and more would open up. And as the week progressed, I had people coming in because it was a live challenge, and I got the guys to, like, each day answer a question. And by the end of the week, there was guys coming in, and they were like, you know, I just came here to support Aaron and what he was doing, but I got so much more from it, like hearing other guys talk about their issues, what they've done to help themselves. It made me think more about where I am, what I've got going on. So it's something that's definitely needed. It's just the guys just don't seem to be open to it as much. The more and more I delve into it, there is more guys out there, there's more male coaches, and there's more men groups coming together. I think it'll just take time. It's like anything, that it's, as soon as one starts to do it, one group of guys starts to, it builds. For me, I want to try and build a community and take it back to the tribehood, brotherhood type community that, you know, we used to have so long ago, where you know, we're brothers in arms, essentially, where, you know, you're there for one another, opposed to this kind of standoffish, I'm a man, I can stand on my own two feet, I don't need no help. Like, that doesn't serve anybody. Like, it, you can see now the old generation of mums and dads, that the dad used to be like that, and that's why we have so many our generation, generation below, who are so disconnected, who, you know, there is so much issues with anger, anxiety, depression, because essentially they were never shown love, because their dad was never shown love, and they don't know. Like, I'm a big believer in sharing love with my two girls. Like, I tell them I love them every single day, and that's how my mom and dad brought me up. But the more and more I delve into it, not everyone has been told that, you know, they're loved by someone. And most guys will kind of like wince away from that, but I'm here to shine light on it and say, like, if you want to be an awesome partner, an awesome father, essentially this is what you need to do. You, one, need to love yourself for who you are, but two, you need to be able to express that and receive it. So I think that's the reason men just aren't open to this type of work yet. Not yet.
So on your journey, you mentioned this team that introduced you to some tools that you were able to utilize to manage your internal landscape. Could you speak a bit more to the ones that worked for you the best?
Yeah, definitely. So a huge one for me was meditation. Just slow everything down. Just slow your heart rate down, slow your mind down, and just be focused and centered on where you are, what's going on, and rather than the madness going on around about you. And for me, I use breathwork pretty much every morning, every night, and then any time in between. So I just stop in. Wim Hof, the Iceman, has been a huge inspiration for me. So he's what he does, and then I've just looked into it more. And it's like box breathing for me. You know, you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, release, hold again. Is just it. I don't know the science behind it, other than it just slows everything down, but it has been a huge help for me. Like, it's, you know, when people say, you know, breathe, never really understood what that meant, opposed to just breathe, like, you know, breathe. But now that I've looked into it more, it's been a huge help for just centering and focusing on the now. I'm a big believer in, you can't fix problems that are out with your reach, so why worry about them? You know, people, it's just, if you can't fix something that's out with your control, and why worry about it? It's just negativity that you don't need. So that was one of the main ones. And then just positive thinking, essentially, you know, not looking negatively about everything, not judging. Someone told me, you know, to remember those who have passed away, live every day like they would. So my first friend who passed away, he'd been through so much in his life prior to that, but he was always positive. He would always, you know, greet you with a smile. He would never pass anyone in the street without saying, hi, hello, how are you? And he was just, he was coined the true gentleman, because that's, everyone knew him as that. So I, every day, try and live to that. And that's been a huge factor for me, being able to step up to who he was and live like that. That's been a massive influence on how I now view life, people around me. And then that's it essentially for me. I'm keen to learn so much more. Like, I'm open to all other types of modalities and other works that people do. So I'm constantly learning, and taking hints and tips from people. So these are just a few just now, but I'm looking to add so much more to my armory so that I can have some more tools.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious about so you came to find these tools and to start kind of this inward journey while you were in relationship. Yep. While you had children, and this can be quite an upheaval internally when we start on this path. And so could you tell us a bit more about that transition and how you were able to navigate it successfully? Because speaking from personal experience, I have navigated it unsuccessfully. So just curious as to what you did right and what you would suggest for others to do right who come to the path while in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay. it wasn't easy to start with. I've always been a relatively positive person, but still with, you know, everyone gets grumpy every now and again, and I can be the grumpiest of men. My wife will testament to that. But the more and more I got into it, the more, you know, the more positive I was, the more just upbeat, happy. And you know, when I first got with the Freedom Collective, that they're called, because it was part of an affiliate program, like most people, my wife thought it was a pyramid scheme that I was part of, so she was a bit against it anyway. But then they had an event in the Gold Coast, and it was like 4 days of just personal development. So there was people like Regan Hillier and her partner Wampa were there, Karen Ray, Matt Omo, who's just sound healing, and that just blew me wide open. Like, I came back from that event a completely different man. It's like, if people said, like, see that supposedly when you have a change, it shows in your eyes. And some people are like, oh my god, your eyes are like beaming. And my mom was here at the time from Scotland, and when I came home, she was like, god, I've got my blue-eyed boy back, which I never really thought of. But she had then said to me after, like, you could just tell that over these past couple of years you weren't right, or you weren't yourself. So the more and more, yeah, that opened me up completely. Like, I was just then like, this is like, I felt different. I was into like trying all different types of new things that would help. To the point where, like, Laura had said to me, she was like, what are you doing? Like, what is this cult you're a part of? I was like, what do you mean? She went, like, you're just completely different. Like, I don't know you anymore, but in a good way. She was like, you're like, what are you doing? Like, what are you taking? She thought I was taking stuff. I was like, I have a person, like a bigger outlook on life. Like, I, you know, just a more positive outlook on life. I'm just doing work, because I would be listening to podcasts every day, or I'd be listening to, you know, reading books or something. And she was just like, what is going on here? So then we sat down, and I was like, okay, ask me anything you want. about the business, about what I'm doing, the personal development, and I'll answer it. Like I'll openly answer it. So we sat for a good few hours and, you know, explained that the business was, you know, wasn't a pyramid scheme that all of our friends were telling her that it was. It was a legitimate, you know, affiliate marketing business. And this is what we did. We were huge on personal development. So I continued doing that. And then Laura slowly came into it as well. She has just went to the same event I went to only a couple of weeks ago. They had a second one, and she was able to stop seeing her own psychologist because she was getting more inner value from the work that myself and the online community were doing in regards to, you know, turning up for each other, you know, showing gratitude, just the everything that we do every day. To it gelled. Like we've actually passed it down to the girls now. So we now have the girls doing meditation when they get a little crazy, and at nights we'll sit down. And so it's now we're building a family brand around having a why not lifestyle. So now it's kind of a anything you want in life, why not? And that all stems from having a more positive outlook on life and being able to, you know, for us, we're more open now. Like we're always quite open in a relationship anyway, but I think me personally, I'm more open feelings wise. I'm more open to accepting that, you know, we're a family unit, and, you know, although I'm on this journey, I brought them along with me, and we're now in it together. So it's had a huge impact for us all. And I can highly recommend it. But sorry to hear yours wasn't that way.
That's okay. That's the way it was meant to be, which is quite beautiful, in its own right. But yeah, that's amazing. What came to me as you were speaking was Ram Dass said, because he used to do psychology, and when he was a psychologist, and he had to play the role of the psychologist, and the patient had to play the role of the patient. So if the patient didn't have problems, he couldn't play his role, and it was these roles that we fill. And just as you were saying that about Laura, about how, you know, she was finding this benefit outside of these spaces that perhaps don't force her into a role of patient.
Yeah.
Or her, I don't want to put words in her mouth. That's just, that just came to me, because I too have done, you know, talk therapy, and, I too found more value in this development community.
Yeah. It's huge. It's huge.
I am a firm believer that we are our own healers. And that's essentially what this podcast is about showcasing all these wide variety of people who have come to the path of becoming their own healer.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. So with that being said, so you've got your family unit and you guys are traveling through this together. That being said, of course, you are also your own sovereign human person. And so I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts or insights on how to balance your own development, your own growth, just your own being alongside this family unit that you are a part of.
Yeah, balance is a very good word, because that is essentially what it is. It's what you need for, like, as much as I would like to spend hours listening to podcasts or reading books constantly, I can't, because as you see, I've got the two little monkeys and they need attention 24/7. So it is just essentially a balancing act. So what we've done is we've tried to enforce boundaries kind of with the girls. Like we'll have, you know, especially now it's a lot harder because, you know, homeschooling and like with everything that's going on, the girls are home 24/7. So we've implemented, you know, homeschooling regime with them so that they've got their time. And then when it comes to night, you know, they go to bed, and then that's when we have our time to either spend time together or work on our business or work on ourselves. So for Laura, it's a little bit more difficult because she's at home all of the time. Whereas for me, I'm, you know, I can be traveling an hour in the morning to get to my day job, and that's when I'll listen to a podcast, or part of my morning routine is I'll listen to YouTube motivational clips or motivational videos. And that's my part in the morning to work on myself. And then on the way home, I can be traveling for an hour. I'll do it then as well. So I have at least 2 hours a day where I can utilize the time rather than listen to the radio. I haven't had a radio in my car for about 2 years for that reason, because radio news is all just negativity. So I'd rather than listening to that, I'd rather, you know, feed my brain with something that helps me. So that's my time. And then weekend is kind of the same thing. Like it's just a balancing act. Like we want to grow with the kids as well as grow myself, but I have to be conscious that I can't just zone out with the earphones in all of the time. And balancing, you nailed it when you asked the question. Balancing it's all it is. It's a happy medium of being able to utilize my own time when they're in bed, essentially, or my own time when I'm on my own. I'm conscious that I'm not wasting time doing menial stuff like, you know, watching Netflix. We'll do it once in a blue moon just to have some downtime. But essentially, I'd rather be working on myself or working with my clients, because that in turn grows me. It's all just happy medium of everything in the right balance. And it's hard. Like we're nowhere near having nailed it down to a T, but that's going to come and go. Like we've got a new baby on the way as well, so that's going to throw another spanner in the works. So that's going to completely throw everyone out. And it's just about adapting to it, making the best of the abilities. Like now with everything that's going on, with everyone being at home, I've been able to work more on myself and work more on my business because of this downtime. And that's what I say to a lot of people when they're complaining about, you know, the lockdowns that we're on. Appreciate it. Like take, you know, embrace it. Everyone lives for the weekend. So those 2 days where they have time to themselves, essentially, if things are as they are, you've got weeks ahead of yourself. So appreciate the downtime, embrace being able to stay at home with your family. And, you know, you can, you know, read that book that you wanted to try and read last year, but you've been working ever since. So, you know, watch that documentary, or, you know, utilize the time better instead of getting on social media and whinging about it and, you know, complaining about this, that, the next thing, which doesn't serve anyone. It's just about embracing what you've got, utilizing the best that you can to your ability, and just balancing it out.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I've been trying to explore how to communicate that exact message, like exactly what you've just said about, and I guess it is to do with mindset, right? It is to do with your perspective, the lens with which you come in to look at any situation. And just curious how, like, if you've noticed like a particular, you know, set of words or a particular approach to that has been successful for you in that delivering of the message to your clients or to people in your life who might be looking. So just for some context, as we record, we're in the midst of coronavirus globally. And so just curious if you have any thoughts on how you've effectively communicated that message, and whether when you've communicated it, have you kind of lost some people, or what's been your experience with that?
Yeah, no, essentially I've just been saying it as I have just said it, like to yourself. I've said it a few times on a couple of interviews and in a few lives I've done myself. And it comes across. I don't. I've never really been one for mincing my words, as they say back home. I tell it how it is, whether people, you know, resonate with that or not. I just speak the truth. So as long as I'm not overly offending anyone and I'm not on the complete right side of the spectrum and preaching to somebody, I just tell them how I think it is, how I see it. And a lot of people have resonated with that and said, yeah, no, you're right. It is the time that we should be doing these types of things, and whether they take that on board and do it is a different story. But I just say it how it is, because most people know that that's the truth. Like, you know, everyone knows that Netflix is always going to be there. You know, you can always watch something, but you know, I'm a big believer, because of what's happened to me, that, you know, tomorrow's never promised. So rather than wasting time thinking about doing something, so I'll get to that next week or I'll do that next week, when it comes to myself anyway, I just am proactive about it. So like, now that there is this huge period of downtime for people, there's no excuse, essentially. Like, if people want to better themselves, and it comes down to a mindset thing, 100%. It comes down to, one, wanting to be able to improve yourself, to having the desire and the push to actually do it. And that's, you know, that's why I listen to motivational clips every morning, because even on a bad morning, you listen to 45 minutes of somebody preaching, or not preaching, sorry, that's the wrong word. Someone, you know, motivating you, your mindset switches, opposed to someone telling you negative news on the news, you know, about all of the what's going on. If you listen to someone who is pushing you and, you know, pushing you in the right direction, you won't want to go home that night and watch Netflix, or you won't want to just lounge on the couch scrolling Facebook. You'll think, right, now's the time. So for me, it comes down to the mindset of having, you know, life's too short. And that's, for me, going through what I've experienced, it's a huge factor. So now, you know, when I decided last year I was going to quit my job and just dive into the coaching, I've hit the ground running, because, you know, and I know this is what I want to do, and I don't want to waste any time thinking about it, or, you know, I'll kind of learn as I go. So that's why I do so much education, so that, as well as, you know, building a business and building myself, I can be educating myself at the same time. So it's definitely, mindset is a huge factor. Like, I think once you enable that within yourself, and you have that self-belief and the self-motivation to know what motivates you. Like, a lot of people can be self-motivated, but they just need a little trigger just to activate that. Like, not everyone gets up every morning like, right, okay, I'm good, let's do this. That's why morning routine and like slightly implementation of little things that trigger that in you then reboost your own motivation. So it's for me, it's a working motion, but it's very effective.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. And I am a huge fan of routine and ritual. That is absolutely my jam, and where I have found a lot of my stability, as I move through time. So you mentioned, breathing in the morning and in the evening. You mentioned the motivational clips in the morning. Is there any? Oh, and meditation. That was morning and evening as well, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Is there, so any particular tips for implementation, or do you use apps, or how? What's the best way for you to use those tools?
Yeah. So for me, I started with just listening to YouTube again, like YouTube guided meditation. So I'll listen to one of them most nights when I go to bed, because they're there and they're free. And a lot of them are really, really good. Like, they're, you can listen to so many different types. There can be guided ones, there can be, you know, binaural beats, there can be just waterfall sounds, there can be, you know, if depending on what you're going through in life, there's specific ones. So, you know, if you want to bring more abundance about your life, or if you want to change your mindset, or if, you know, you want to release your negativity. There's so many. So YouTube's great for that. So that was my focal point. That's where I started, and I've kind of stayed there. But in regards to the breath work, as I mentioned before, Wim Hof, the Iceman, he actually has an app that I use, and that's great because that has his three pillars of what he does. So it has his breath work plus his own meditation, as well as the implementation of the cold showers, which is a huge one for me. I left that one out, sorry. The cold shower morning and night, and is one thing in the morning because it wakes you up, and it's huge. A lot of people cower away from it when I tell them that I do that. They're like, yeah, nah, I don't do cold showers. I'm like, but just try it. It's hugely beneficial. I've been doing that for about a year now, and it's weird. I actually can't have a hot shower without then turning it to cold and like finishing with the cold. Actually, to the point now where the girls do the same. Like, they go for a shower, like, daddy, can we have a cold? Turn the cold on. So yeah, it's very effective. His app is very, very good. And then there's another one that I just got recommended, Brain FM, I think it's called. And I've been using that a lot. And that's just that does everything from meditation to sleep, as well as when you're doing work, you can put music on in the background and it helps your focus. So if I'm down here in the office and I'm trying to do something, I'll put that on in the background or in my ears. And it just zones you, not zones you out, but puts you in a zone of concentration or relaxation, depending what you want. That app's been really helpful. And there's, for me, they're the first couple, but there's so many more out there. Calm's quite a good app. I think Laurie uses that one, for the kids, for their nighttime meditations. And it's really effective. But then podcasts and Audibles have been huge for me as well. So I'll, again, when I'm in the car for an hour or so, I'll listen to an Audible. I try and listen to at least one Audible a month if I can. And they all range from, I'm just at the moment listening to the Conscious Parent was another one that I listened to, but the author of that, she's just done another one, and it is the Conscious Family, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. It's about the family dynamic rather than just the individual parent. But yeah, Audibles have been so good for me, like from personal development ones to other people's stories to leadership Audibles, so moving into the coaching space, just education. It's all just education and learning and growing as much as I can, and all of these things help. And essentially the majority of them are free, so like YouTube, it's just, I'm a big believer in utilizing a lot of things that are free rather than putting money out. Essentially everyone likes to grow themselves, but especially in this current climate where money is going to be tight for most people, utilize as many things as you can that's free. In YouTube, you can essentially learn to do anything on YouTube. If you put, if you want to learn to do something, you type that into YouTube and it's there. Someone's done a tutorial on it. So that's another thing that I've said to a lot of people recently, like, you learn a new skill while they're at home. If there's something that you want to do, it's there. It's on the World Wide Web somewhere. So there's no excuse anymore for people not learning new things, educating themselves, or owning a new skill.
I'm inspired. It's exciting to meet and speak with and be in the proximity of someone who can, handle all these balls in the air, so much going on, and still pursue the growth. So that's really cool. And I just so appreciate you being on this podcast and for sharing your magic. Like, I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Is there anything else, any other tidbits you feel called to share?
I think we've covered most things. One main thing is just for me, my message I always give to someone is, you know, tomorrow's never promised. Life's too short to get caught up with one, things that aren't in your control. And the things that you can control, yourself, your mindset, you know, your personal growth, own that. You're only here once, so make the best of what you've got, essentially. And that's a huge message that I try and give to most people. A lot of people get caught up with what's going on around them and what's going on in the world, but essentially own yourself, own your own stuff, and then everything else will take care of itself.
Thank you so much for your time. That's beautiful.
Thank you. It's been a blast. This has been really good. Thank you very much.
I am so grateful to have had this opportunity to speak with Aaron and gain more insight into how he moves in this life and delivers his message. Since recording, his third daughter has been born. So a huge congratulations to Aaron and the whole family, sending you all so much love. And if you're looking for updates, you can find them on Facebook if you follow the Why Not Lifestylers. Please do make sure that you go and check out Aaron's podcast. It's called Hustle Talk, and he sheds more light on what it takes to hustle through life, through business, and through relationships. You can also find him on Facebook and on Instagram. All of the handles will be in the show notes. Please do let me know, are you enjoying these episodes? Do you have somebody that you want to hear in this space? Do you have a question that you are looking to have answered? Please connect with me on social media. Again, all the links are in the show notes. I am sending you so much love, and I will see you next week. Namaste.